For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a great program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socheck. He's the owner and operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be here again this week. And as always, hopefully I can provide some great information for your listeners today.
Absolutely. So if you want to reach out to Ben, here's the phone number. It's a toll-free number, good anywhere in the country, obviously, 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. You could also visit online. It's a great website, homedownsizing.com. There's a lot of great information there. And Ben, speaking of information, let's talk about your book, Stress-Free Home Downsizing, that I recently purchased on Amazon.com.
Thank you for mentioning that, Steve. Yes, I'd love to talk about the book. It's been out there for a few months at this point. Stress-Free Home Downsizing is, I tried to go way beyond just the real estate aspect of downsizing.
Sure.
that my company specializes in, and start from the beginning when a person, I think anyway, starts to think about making the transition.
Mm-hmm.
So they're thinking about, okay, what do I do with my stuff that we've accumulated here for 20, 30, sometimes 40 years or more?
Yeah.
To talk about home downsizing of the things that are in the house, the belongings in the house. How to find a good organizer, a senior organizer that helps with those things for mm-hmm. sorting and determining, you know, what to keep, what to sell, what to take with us, and going on to talking about finding a good moving company, preferably a senior-related moving company that specializes in working with seniors and their families. Talking about senior placement agents to for families that need help in finding the right senior community to move to. And then, of course, working with, as I mentioned, moving companies, working with a real estate professional, not just a home buying company,
mm-hmm.
but the right real estate professional for a family's unique, specific situation, because there's no two situations that are exactly the same.
Sure.
So I want to talk about how a family and their parent or loved one can find the right real estate solution for their situation. And then, of course, making that transition to a senior living community. So my book, I think I've tried to deal with all of those aspects of that. And so, yes, I wanted to bring that up today on today's show.
Yeah, and it is very, very thorough, and it covers everything from A to Z. And you even talk about the types of senior care communities and the costs and estate sales and auction professionals. And you've broken this down very, very simply. I think selling or not selling, but dealing with all of the stuff in the house, I think that's the trigger point. I think that's the key to the whole thing. If you can deal with that, then you can easily make that transition, or more easily make that transition from you know, selling your house and moving into a senior care community. But oftentimes, and I think probably most of the time, people become overwhelmed just with the thought of, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with all this stuff?
That's what I've heard a lot of times anyway, is just where do I start and how do I make that first step that people want to move to a senior community, or they know that they need to, but they're just overwhelmed I've heard that term many times specifically,
yep.
That a person is just overwhelmed. And also that the senior, the parent, doesn't want to leave a headache for their adult children.
Yep.
They don't want to be a bother to the adult children. And so that really is a big hurdle. The first hurdle to deal with is the stuff that's in the house. So that's an important item to work with and work through.
You know, and my mom is not quite 82 years old. She'll be 82 in October. And I would say she is a young 82, but she's thinking about these things. She said, Steve, you know, I've been going through my closets and all this stuff. And I'm like, Mom, you've already done that, you know, several times, but it's really heavy on her mind. She said, when I'm gone, I don't want you kids to be stressed out by wondering where this is and where that is. And she said, I have everything very organized and I'm not going to have a bunch of junk around here that you're going to have to haul out. Like you hear so many stories about, you know, filling an entire one of those giant trash dumpsters that that they drop off in your yard and you fill that once or twice. She said, I don't want you kids to worry about anything like that and have to deal with that. It's really important to her.
And I think it's important to a lot of people that are in that situation, because understandably, if you've been in the house for 30 or 40 years, your life literally is in that house. And so if you've raised kids, raised a family, to a lot of people, to most people, probably it's very difficult to, you know, to do anything with any of that, those items. And so we've certainly tried to address that in the book. Anyway, on today's show, I do have a shameless bribe, a selfish bribe yeah. for our listeners here on the show, that if you're willing, I would like to ask if you're willing to go to Amazon.com and purchase a book and leave a review of the book, whether you love it, whether you dislike it, whatever you think of the book. Hopefully, if you dislike it, please let me know personally
yeah.
on how I can improve, because that's another thing with me and my company. We always try and improve. But if you can go and be willing to purchase a book on Amazon, leave a review, send proof to me, and I would be happy to send you some Move and organizing labels that are worth the value of the book that's on Amazon, and try and find a couple other things that I can throw into kind of a goodie bag to send you to say thank you for purchasing the book.
All right, that's very nice. And so go to Amazon.com, and then in the search bar, just type in stress-free home downsizing, and you'll see that Ben Socheck, S-O-U-C-H-E-K, is the author, and it's, I believe, is it $16.99? Isn't that correct?
It's either $17 or $17.99, I believe. Oh, okay. But one or the other.
Okay. Yeah. So it's very, very reasonably priced. It's worth every single penny. Go in. And so once you purchase, and I just did this. So I bought the book. I left a review. I left a 5-star review. That's how much I think of the book. And if I didn't think it was 5 stars, I wouldn't have put 5 stars on there. Okay. So it is a 5-star book. It's very reasonably priced. And then once they see that you are a verified buyer of the book, then it'll ask, would you like to review the book? And then, of course, read it, check it out, spend some time with it, and then come back and leave a review of the book. And Ben is going to provide for you as much value or more than you spent on your book in some other stuff like the moving and organizing labels and some of those other things. So again, Ben, that's at Amazon.com.
That's correct. That's the best place to go buy so that you can leave a review on Amazon.com.
Yep. And that would be good. And again, if you have any questions for Ben and his firm Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005. You could go online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, understand that you have a new blog on your website.
Correct. I usually like to put out at least one or two a month for articles that I put on the site at homedownsizing.com. You just need to go to homedownsizing.com/blog, I believe, or just okay. go to the website, and there's a blog tab on the upper right-hand corner sure. of the webpage. And in the latest article that I wrote, it talks about the 7 different ways that a person can sell a house. So one or two different ways on working with a traditional agent, a traditional listing, And there's also agents that, and we are starting to do some of this, where working with one of our affiliated agents to do some light cosmetics for people that need just some simple cosmetics, and then listing the property traditionally. Of course, using an auctioneer to sell a property. And then the two or three different ways that we can work as a home buyer, whether we just buy your house for cash, whether we can make payments to a seller so that a person can turn that house into an income stream for years to come.
Sure.
And if a person loves their house, wants to stay in their house, but doesn't want to worry about any maintenance or repairs going forward, we can possibly buy your house, but then you can rent it back from us.
So I would love to get back to those last two points on the other side of the break. Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. Now the Senior Care Live question of the week. The best way to sell your house when moving to a senior care community is A, sell it on the retail market, B, sell it to a cash buyer, C, it depends, or D, none of the above. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The best way to sell your house when moving to a senior care community is, here are all your options, A, sell it on the retail market, B, sell it to a cash buyer, C, it depends, or D, none of the above. And the answer is C, it depends. And Ben, why is the answer it depends?
It really does depend on just the specific situation of anyone's unique circumstances. Everybody's different. Every situation is different. And so for some people, if they have a house that needs no improvements, no updating is needed, and they don't either they've moved already or they don't mind showings, getting the house into a show-ready condition and having the showings, and they have flexibility with time in moving, and they want to maximize what they have. Not that everybody wants to maximize what they have, of course, with value.
Sure.
But if they don't mind those things, then a traditional sale can be the right way for them to go.
Mm-hmm.
If, on the other hand, a person values the benefits that a home buying company offers, which is I don't have to get my house show ready, I don't have to keep my house show ready and have strangers walking through the house. Maybe the house needs some deferred maintenance. It hasn't been updated for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So it has old carpeting, should be painted to get it into its tip-top shape. Kitchen's maybe 20 or 30 years old.
That's definitely going to need to be flipped.
Correct.
For sure, yeah.
maybe the roof is something that a new buyer wouldn't be able to insure because it has less than 5 years of its life left for it. So some of those things, if it has, especially the major things, would be a good candidate for a cash home buyer like my company. And really, convenience comes down to a lot of it.
Yep.
Because I think there was a statistic that they asked home sellers whether they would like to just sell to a cash buyer or have it listed. Pretty much everybody said, I just want to sell it. But then it comes down to a decision whether the value of a cash buyer and what they're going to offer for a house is enough to take that offer versus putting up with the sometimes hassles of listing a house
and the expense of the new roof that could cost $10,000 or $12,000 or whatever it's going to cost, and foundation repairs and new windows and all of the stuff. So I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. So whenever I hear someone say, "Well, you know, you should always list it on the retail market," there is no such service as a one size fits all. It just does not exist. There are different services for different unique situations, as you had mentioned.
Correct. Everybody every situation is different. And really, that's what I've liked about my company for years and years is if you talk to a traditional agent or some traditional agents, they will say, as you just mentioned, that the only way to sell a house is to have them list your house.
Yep.
If you talk to a lot of home buying companies, they're going to say the only way to sell a house is let us buy your house for cash.
Yep.
Where in our situation or my situation, we explain the benefits, the pros and negatives of both avenues or all the different seven different ways to sell your house. And we want to provide the best option for a person's unique situation. So we can buy a house for cash. We've bought houses and made the sellers payments so that they could create an income stream. And we've also worked with literally hundreds of people that they felt were better off with a traditional house sale. So we introduced them to one of the agents that we work with.
Yep, yep.
And they sold it in a traditional manner.
And you would refer to a retail agent at that point.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A trusted retail agent.
Correct.
Not all agents are equal or the same.
We would certainly try and work with the best traditional agent that we feel is best for their circumstance.
Yep.
So we can work with people with what they need to have done.
So if you get the sense like I do, Ben is a very straightforward, straight shooter, the most honest guy you're going to meet. He's a veteran. His business is rated A+, an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau. Reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or visit online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, you had mentioned, we had lunch earlier this week, the catch 22 was selling your house and moving to a senior care community. So it seems like a lot of things have a kind of a catch 22.
They do, especially when you're selling a house and moving to a new living arrangement. And that's really one of the areas where I found that a lot of sellers that we work with can see the most benefit or the most value to that benefit. Is not having to say if the apartment or the senior living community is you can move in right away, but then they're going to have a vacant house to worry about.
Yep.
Which is certainly stressful for a lot of people.
Well, and if your house is vacant, you haven't sold it yet, and you move, can you get insurance on a vacant house?
You can get insurance, but I'll check with your insurance carrier, but if your house sits vacant for more than 30 days, my knowledge is you have to have vacant house insurance. It's specialized insurance.
Okay.
That's three or four times the cost of traditional insurance.
Yep.
For
so
that.
There's one catch 22 right there.
Yeah. And the other side of that coin is if the apartment or the senior living community isn't ready for you to move in, they're doing updates or you're on a waiting list,
mm-hmm.
but you want to get the house sold so that you know when you can move, you don't have to worry about the house selling, then we can overcome that too. We can buy the house, but let a person stay in the house until they're ready to move. So we can eliminate all of those catch-22s with moving and the logistics of that.
And you offer, so if there's a timing situation, and if it's one of my clients, we usually have some sort of a timing that we need to work out, and you have the house, you need to sell the house to use the proceeds to move to senior living, but there may be a 30 to 60 day wait for that apartment to become available and they flip the apartment and then you can move in. Well, you allow the homeowner to live in the house even after closing.
Correct. In a circumstance like that, we can close. Most of the proceeds are given to the seller right away. We would hold a very small percentage with the title and closing company until we would gain full possession. But essentially, the seller has almost all of their funds immediately so that if they need funds to get into that senior community, they mm-hmm. have them ready to go.
All right. That's just one of the solutions that Ben Socheck and his firm Home Downsizing Solutions can offer you if you're in a situation like that, if this is resonating with you, if you want to reach out, you want to learn more about Ben and his services and how and just see if it's a good fit for you or not. If it's not a good fit, he's going to tell you. He'll refer you to a real estate agent or he'll tell you how he can help you. If it is a good fit, 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. Senior Care Live.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. Excellent information. And again, I'd like to remind the listeners, go to Amazon.com, buy a copy of Stress-Free Home Downsizing, leave a review, and you will get a gift. So thanks for that offer, Ben.
Thank you, Steve. And I hope all the listeners got some great information today.
All right. They definitely did. So with that, I'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I almost said broadcasts. Wherever you get your broadcasts, you can hear this show all over the nation. But I was talking about podcasts. Wherever you get your podcasts, how about that? Get it straight, Steve. All right, so... I'm getting, my blood pressure is going up, folks. I'm getting fired up. They are now saying the quiet part out loud.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay. I've been hearing more and more stories very recently about all of the fine folks working for the, air quote here, free referral services. Okay, trust me, they're not free. These folks are making massive amounts of money. Massive amounts of money. So they're not free. All right, let's just clear that one up right now. This is the quiet part out loud. Because now they don't even care. They're getting so big and powerful, they don't care. Doesn't really matter. So, I recently spoke with a professional working in the business of caring for seniors, and they shared a really disturbing story with me. So, this professional, they were speaking to someone in the free referral service business about one of their clients. And this free referral service person said, oh, yeah, I recommended, you know, this one and this one. And they're going to pick one of those. So this person, this professional I spoke with, asked a really good question. Well, why didn't you take them to, you know, such and such community? That's a perfect fit. Actually, that's a better fit because it's near their family and their church and their community. It's near their whole support system. It would actually, wouldn't that be a better fit? And this representative from the free referral service, you know what they said? They said, oh no, they will not pay us. They're not willing to contract with us. They're not willing to pay us. So we just don't go there. And my mouth dropped open, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. She said, nope. She said, that's why I love your business model with Senior Care Consulting. You don't have that gross conflict of interest. I said, so they literally said out loud, we won't go there because they refuse to pay us our fees, which, by the way, are up to 100% of the first month's cost. So for assisted living, we're talking about $6,000 to $8,000. So they said, oh, no, we're not going there with any of our clients because they won't pay us. They said the quiet part out loud. So here's my question. How can that person sleep at night? Seriously. How can that person sleep at night knowing the best, and they admitted this. Oh, yeah, that would be a better fit, but they won't pay us, so we don't go there. So they get all judgy on all this other stuff, and I can't believe Senior Care Consulting charges for their services. Well, yeah, so do you. right? And yet, they said the quiet part out loud. I asked this professional, I said, how do they sleep at night? That's not in my DNA. And she said, yeah, it's not mine either. I don't know how they sleep at night. That's a terrible way to conduct yourself and run your business. They actually admitted it in the marketplace. Unbelievable. They won't pay us, so we don't go there. So I have been lectured by some high-level folks at Free Referral Services. Oh, we do pro bono work, and we take our clients to places that don't pay us all the time. Well, I'm hearing more and more stories of examples of some of these representatives that do not do that. So don't tell me it doesn't exist. It does exist. Here's another example. A really nice person who handled admissions and marketing in an assisted living community. Really nice lady. She told me the story. She said, we're no longer willing to pay to play. We're not willing to pay the exorbitant fees to all these free referral services. We're not doing that any longer. She said, but with Senior Care Consulting, we welcome you because you don't try to hit us up for a kickback. And I'm like, that's exactly right. So they welcomed me and the family I was working with, my clients. And then she told me a story. She said, I had this sweetest couple come in. They live nearby and they wanted to move in, but the timing wasn't just quite right. So I knew which apartment they wanted. I kept in touch with them over about a year, hours worth of conversations. She invited them to all of the big events at their community and they came. This was just, they had practically moved in. It was just a matter of timing. She said, and then somehow they got in touch with one of these free referral service agents. And they said, well, this is where we want to move into this place. And that place said, oh, no, that's not a good place. We need to go somewhere else. She found out about it, called that agent and said, what are you doing? I've been talking to them for a year. They're ready to move in. And they said the same thing. Well, you're not willing to pay us our commission, so we're not going with you. We're going with one of our other business partners willing to pay, again, up to 100% of the first month's cost. And she said, so unfortunately, the little couple, this sweet couple that she had spent so much time over like a year with, she lost them as new residents in the community because these other folks directed them somewhere else to a place where they get their kickback. And she said, those people should be ashamed of themselves. That's just shameful. That's exactly what she said. I also spoke with another one of my clients, and this client said, hey, full transparency, before I contacted you, I contacted one of these free referral services. And I said, that's okay. So how'd it go with them? She said it was a terrible phone conversation. They were very pleasant for just literally a few seconds, but then they immediately just cut through the pleasantries and kind of cut to the bottom line. And they said, oh, by the way, how much money does your mom have? And she's like, oh, wow. Okay, well, I guess the little pleasantries are over with. Well, she has very limited assets. And in fact, we have to kick in a little bit of money at the end of each month to make ends meet. She said the tone immediately changed. And they barked out a government website for us to check out. She said they could not get off of the phone fast enough. She said, I thought the whole interaction was very rude, and obviously we don't have enough money to meet what they're looking for. She said, I just feel like they were just out to make a sale and they didn't care about me or my mom. Another one of my clients went online looking for a continuing care retirement community. They just wanted to reach out and get some information. So they called the local phone number that was listed, and the person answered. They were friendly. They scheduled a tour, an appointment to stop by and see the place and pick up information packet, etc. She said, but then I was getting ready to get off the phone, and they proceeded to say, oh, and by the way, would you like to see this place, and would you like to see this other place? And my client said, whoa, wait a minute. If you work for this particular community that she contacted, why are you trying to also send me out to check out two of your competitors? And as it turns out, the person representing themselves was actually a middleman from a free referral service trying to generate leads. I mean, how dishonest is that? Seriously, how dishonest is that? So, as your mother always said, nothing is free. Nothing's free. Your mother also said to always ask the question, well, wait a minute. If it sounds too good to be true, I mean, what's the catch? And your mother also said, you get what you pay for.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. And on the other side, I have some more thoughts on this. Now saying the quiet part out loud.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so back to saying the quiet part out loud. Oh, no, we don't take our clients there. They're not willing to pay us our 100% of the first month's commission, $6,000 to $8,000. And, you know, we need to be paid for our. In fact, that is their business model. If they take you to a place that does not agree to pay them the giant kickback, then they don't make any money. Their business model, their revenue model, is to take you to places that they have a contract with, that's their business partners, right? Nothing objective about this. Their business partners, and then their partners say, hey, bring someone here. If they choose it, we're going to pay you, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 if it's an assisted living facility. So this kind of experience, this is exactly what experienced people are having out in the marketplace. These stories are just the tip of the iceberg. They don't even scratch the surface. So is this really what you want for your family? Oh, but it's free, Steve. I just explained to you. So if in the first example that I had in my consumer alert, if the best place for your mom or your loved one is Community A, and Community A is no longer willing to pay to play, they refuse to pay them the giant commissions or kickbacks, and you hear about facility B and C, how valuable is that service when the best place for your mom or your loved one, and this person even agreed, the best place for you is not on their list because, oh, well, we don't make any money there, so we don't go there. Is that really what you want for your family? Are these people and their business practice and their revenue model and their business model really what you want for your family? I would think most of my listeners would say no to that. I had an elder law attorney, that's probably about a year ago, ask me a really good question. And the elder law attorney asked me, Steve, why should we refer to you rather than one of these free referral services? And I said, well, I could go on and on for about an hour, but let me just cut to the bottom line. Because every single time you refer one of your clients to a free referral service, you will have this question every single time. And that question is, did they take my client to the best place for them, Or did they take my client to the place that pays them the highest commission? That's the question you'll have every single referral. And the attorney's eyebrows raised, and the attorney said, "That's very succinct, Steve. And frankly, I hadn't really thought of it that way." That's a good question. Your clients trust you, and they trust you to recommend a service that your clients can count on. So, to my peers in the business of senior care, to the medical community of doctors and nurses and therapists and social workers and everyone else working in the medical community, to other related professionals such as elder law and estate planning attorneys, realtors, financial advisors, accounting and tax professionals, home care companies, home health care agencies, and hospice providers. My question is this. Why in the world would you ever refer one of your beloved clients, people who trust you, why would you ever refer them to a free referral service whose business model is to take your client to the places that pay them a huge kickback? That's a good question. Does that sound like it's in the best interest of your client? They're your client, by the way. Is that in the best interest of your client? It just doesn't make sense, does it? And the other question is, now that you've heard real stories about real actions from the previous consumer alert, now that you know the real story of how these places generate income, the question is, are you going to continue to support that? Knowing what you know now, are you going to continue to refer your clients who fully trust you to that? That's the question. That's the question. So this elder law attorney said, "You know, I appreciate you for really opening my eyes. These folks that we work with, they're very nice. All the ladies in our office just love them. They bring them donuts and treats, and they're very nice. They buy them drinks after work. They've developed a nice relationship. But I got to say, I didn't really fully understand how that service worked. So I appreciate you educating me on that. Tell me again what you do." So I told this attorney very quickly, "We conduct a thorough geriatric care assessment to determine our client's exact needs. This is with my firm, Senior Care Consulting." This is what I shared with the attorney. "Then based on that assessment, I call that building the care profile, a detailed description of exactly what we need. We research the entire marketplace, the whole market, all options available. We research that market and determine our top options that best fit our clients' needs. Then we schedule tours of those communities, and we go out with our clients. And when we're there, we're going to get a good look and see everything we need to see. And then we're going to ask a lot of questions that, frankly, most of our clients would never know to ask. So we're going to ask great questions and gather phenomenal information. So helpful. The entire process just takes a few hours of their time, so it's a huge time saver. Then we produce a report that has all the questions asked, all the information discovered. We calculate their exact staffing ratios. We report what was found in the most recent surprise health inspection from the state. So now our clients have a wealth of objective information on the top places meeting their exact needs, and now they can make an informed decision. They can move forward with confidence." I like to say that we help our clients make a difficult decision, and we help our clients make the best decision they can make. If you're interested in that for your family or for yourself, for someone you know, feel free to reach out and give us a call. We offer a free consultation, 913-945-2800. You can also visit online seniorcareconsulting.com to learn more information. And just very quickly, last week I celebrated another trip around the sun, had a great time repeating my 39th birthday. So thanks for everyone that reached out to, with birthday wishes. I appreciate you very much. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.